I've gone on to other things, and I get up in the morning and I use that same obsession that I've had 7 true crime books published. But in the meantime, I've got, I hate to tell you how many, I have 20 some odd books that I've not shown anyone. And they'll pull out maps, illustrations, and I've never had so much fun in my life. And I do think it's something that that case ignited within me. Mm-hmm. And it showed me what I could do. And it's just a matter of focusing and seeing it through. Mm-hmm.
Let's review our list. Ed, I'd like you to tell me whether Graysmith was correct or incorrect.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
Number one, Lake Herman Road.
Incorrect.
Number two, Blue Rock Springs.
Incorrect.
Number three, the phone booth used by the Zodiac after the shooting at Blue Rock Springs.
Incorrect.
Number four, the scene of the stabbing at Lake Berryessa.
Also incorrect.
Number five, the site of the alleged Zodiac sighting after the murder of Paul Stein.
Which one? I think they were all wrong. They were all incorrect.
He was wrong on his map.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of maybe right in his second book.
He was close, but no cigar.
And wrong on the Ultimate 10 program.
Yes, absolutely incorrect on all of them,
okay.
As far as I'm concerned.
Okay, number six, the Hidden Road. Does it exist?
I think only in his mind. It doesn't exist in real life.
And number seven, the folding map.
Well, like I said, you can fold it in a weird angle to get at the point there, but ultimately, it's incorrect.
So, 7 out of 7, incorrect.
That's not a very good score.
That's an F.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, I don't want to sound too negative, but if that is, 7 out of 7 wrong, if that's the quality of his research here, how much more of the rest of his book, of either of his books, can one really trust?
We've learned one thing here tonight, Ed. You can't trust Graysmith when it comes to geography. Ed, I'd like to thank you for helping out tonight.
Oh, you're welcome, Michael. Glad I could be of some assistance.
You did a great job.
Oh, thanks.
Your knowledge of Bay Area geography is invaluable when it comes to this case. And I think that all of us owe you a debt of gratitude for doing a lot of the legwork all the time for those of us who live outside of the state of California. You've become the official Zodiac guide.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
I enjoyed having you on tonight, and if we do another program like this, I'd love to have you back on to discuss some other issues involved in the case.
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to it.
Thanks again, Ed, and have a good night.
You too, Michael.
This examination of Robert Graysmith's presentations concerning the various Zodiac scenes has clearly demonstrated that his compass is sorely in need of correction. While his erroneous maps and descriptions of various Zodiac locations may be the result of a failure to conduct proper research, Graysmith's attempts to revise California geography and claims concerning the Zodiac's Mount Diablo map must be viewed as curious and conspicuous attempts to mislead his readers. For more information regarding the factual errors found in Graysmith's books, you can read my article, Graysmith Unmasked, at my website, ZodiacKillerFacts.com.